what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
I'm not going to say that I'm Brooks. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Hey, I'm John. That's Brooks.
Hey.
We're basement buddies.
We're two fellas in the basement.
Yep.
And I'm all nice and clean.
How so?
Oh, you took a shower.
Yeah, I took a shower.
That's unusual for you.
Yeah, usually I stink, and I take a shower after because I get your filth all over me after we're down here. But I had to clean.
Is that what you call it?
You got back from Bob Fest.
It was Bob Fest. 2 weeks ago, Bob came on, and I went to Bob Fest.
How'd it go?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
I love doing things. You know what? Anything. I'm just easily amazed.
Uh-huh.
Bob has a podcast called Some Kind of Show.
Right.
Which
you've been on a few times.
Which I've been on a few times. And all the people. So his show is very similar to this, where it's like him and his friends talking about their friends and random stories and being funny. But people they talk about on the show have come on the show, and like I've heard of these people.
Right.
And I've been on the show, and they talk about me sometimes. And then we were all together. So it was like, the podcast. I don't know, a podcast
in real life
festival. It was almost like, Scoop Fest, but very, like a lot smaller because there was only 20 people there.
Nice. But you were up on the mountain, right?
I was up on that Mount Hood.
The mountain.
If
you live in Portland.
The only mountain around. So, yeah, it was cool. Got to hang out, drink,
bunch of whiskey.
I brought this Tullamore Dew.
Sponsored by Tullamore Dew.
One of the guys, Keith, a guest on the, or one of the hosts on the podcast.
Right, I've heard Keith.
He's a big whiskey drinker.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, I was telling him, hey, I've been getting into whiskey. And he's way into it, so he's really excited. And I was like, I brought this Tullamore Dew. It's Irish whiskey, because I like Irish whiskey. And he's like, oh, I'll try it. Whoa, cool. And then I pour him like a big glass, and he's like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then he gets like another bottle. He's like, hey, you got to try this, whatever, Weller's.
Okay.
And I looked it up, and he's like, it's not too expensive, but it's like really hard to find. Oh, Keith said he listens. Hey, Keith, what's happening? All the rest of the comments I'm going to make here are just for fun.
Oh, no.
No, so he gives me this good thing. I looked up, it was like a $200 bottle.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck, this
thing
is...
That's not that crazy, though, man.
But it's something, it's like a cousin of this $2,000 bottle that's made in the same factory. And
is it that one where there's only so many cases made? I know there's a bunch of whiskeys like that, but my friend Brett on his podcast was... Everybody has a fucking podcast, but...
I love it. I want everybody to have a podcast.
He was talking to a dude about whiskey, and he's kind of into it, too. Mm-hmm. And there's certain types of whiskeys where they only make, 100 cases every year.
Yep.
And you have to, put your name in way early.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that might be Weller's, might be something like that.
That sounds about right, yeah.
They do it for, all the different price range you can put in to have a $500 bottle. And if you get it, then you could sell it for... $1,000 or whatever, because it's rare.
Yeah, and there's guys, there's a dude in Portland who buys 10 cases every year. He's been doing it for 20 years and resells them to all his friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in whiskey circles, there's a Belgian Abbey, I think. I'll have this totally wrong, but the vague idea will be correct, that they make beer. There's a sect of monks that make this beer that's apparently amazing, and they only make so much, and they sell it one day a year. They open their doors, and you have to fly there and wait in line.
It's a Belgian,
maybe. I don't know.
Is it one of those ones made in a cave?
Yeah, probably. And it's secret, and you can only get 12 beers or 24 beers per person. And people will do it just because it's so rare and so hard to get. For my money, I mean, I'm looking for good enough, not the best thing in the world.
Yeah. So so then I had this delicious glass of that he'd been
Weller's.
He paid a lot for it, and I've heard him, I think it's one of those bottles where you have a drink and then set it back on the shelf for sure, 2 months. Yeah.
Isn't Kurt the same way?
Yeah, so Kurt's got a whole bunch of different ones that are like that. But
one glass is probably like $20 mm-hmm. or even more.
So he brings the bottle. He's like, hey, you can have the rest of this. And it was just like a tiny little bit in the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it was really good and smooth, but I said, I was trying to compare them as he's drinking my shit water that I fed him. I was like, here's this thing that I really like. And he's like, I'm a bourbon man, but I'll try Irish whiskey. And this is like semi-cheap Irish whiskey.
Right. You're like,
and I hand it to him in a half gallon. He gives me like just
probably the same amount, like money-wise.
A cherished bottle. Yeah. He gave me $50 worth of Wellers. And I was like, hey, drink out of this giant jug of shit. Yeah. That was fermented. But so then for the rest of the weekend, he was just talking shit about
Precious Tullamore Dew.
I said, hey, I pointed at the Tullamore Dew and I was like,
I still have whiskey.
This is like a pack of Skittles. It's delicious. It's sweet.
Uh-huh.
And you just gave me like something passed down from the gods.
Right.
And I was like, it feels like a volcano in my mouth, like trying to, and he's like, what the hell? What are you talking about? I was like, no. I mean that in a good way, a good volcano.
A gentle, mm-hmm. nice volcano.
But yeah, it was fun. How was the birthday?
So yeah, I had my combined children's birthday party yesterday, which you were too good to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And
excuse to not go to that.
Right. I was trying to tag along to Bob Fest, but I guess I have to be there for my own kid's birthday. Anyway, it was really nice. It was pretty chill. We didn't have, you know, a huge roster of people show up. It was probably about 12 adults and 7 kids.
Nice.
And we got 5 Costco pizzas. Mm-hmm. Just pick them up at the deli. They're like
already pre-done?
Yeah, they're already cooked.
Dang.
So my mom picked them up for us and got like a chocolate cake from Costco, which was fucking huge. We didn't even eat half of it. It was wild. Way too much cake. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Just the kids hanging out. The weather held out until the end. It was supposed to rain at, like, 4, but it didn't rain until 6 or so. So mm-hmm. the kids spent a lot of time outside, and we had a piñata.
Were you better about that piñata? Remember when I did the piñata over here, and I was just letting kids go at it?
Yeah. Though the move is let the little kids have a bunch of swings, and mm-hmm. then move your way up to the 7-year-old that can just clobber it. And that worked pretty well. There was only like 4 kids who were hitting the pinata.
Mm-hmm.
Paige didn't want to do it, and Ethan was still in the house, or he wasn't paying attention.
What's
or
wrong
something.
With those kids?
And yeah, it was funny. We let June have a turn, and we gave her the stick, and immediately she started swinging at the crowd, which I thought was funny. She's like, "I'm here to hit you people." All in all, though, it was a nice little birthday party.
Nice,
we got the house all cleaned up and it stayed fairly well intact, which was nice. Usually, when it's like rainy, everyone's inside and they just trash the joint.
Mm-hmm. You said it started raining at the end.
Yeah. So the kids were outside most mm-hmm. of the time.
Cool.
Yeah. It went well. So I'm happy it's over.
I'm bringing that bounce house. I'm tossing over your fence.
No, I don't want it. I was looking at last year's. I set up the camera outside and took a time lapse.
Mm.
And it's just like bounce house, inflate, deflate, inflate, deflate.
Oh,
and just kids running all up and down. And this year it was nice. Owen fell asleep probably 20 minutes after everyone left. He laid down. He's been watching Polar Express a lot on the couch, laid down and just zonked out at 7:30 or something. So he was pretty wore out.
I noticed somebody's been watching Polar Express because I watched...
The Dark Knight?
No, not The Dark Knight. I watched... Something. Watched a good movie.
Huh.
What was it? Whatever.
On Plex?
Yep.
On my movie server?
On your movie server.
Yeah, we watch Polar Express like once a day.
Yeah, I was like, well, who's watching Polar Express? It's May.
I don't know. He loves Christmas. He loves trains. So. And he loves Tom Hanks for some reason.
He's a big Tom Hanks. Yeah. Big Tom next, Hanks. Forrest Gump next.
Oh, yeah. He's all over that.
So, got up to the mountain Friday night after work, headed up there. There was a good crowd up there,
mm-hmm.
and I was just hanging out with these random people.
Yeah, did it rain on you guys?
It, like, sprinkled off and on.
You were in your car, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, I slept in my car in the back. But we had three canopies set up and like tarps and stuff. So when it did rain, and it was kind of circling the fire.
Right. Not
so
too
we
bad.
We could feed the fire and feel its warmth, but not get rained on.
Yeah, everyone's fairly aged, right? You know, you're like probably one of the younger guys.
Yeah.
It's nice going camping with grown-ups that have been camping before.
Yeah.
Years ago, I went camping with Dave, former guest Dave, and his little brother and his group of friends. It was me, Dave, and Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
We're the oldest, and then a bunch of like 23-year-olds or something. And none of them brought any rain gear or any tarps or anything in preparation for rain. And us three, like, knew what we were doing. And when the rain came, as it always does, they were like running and hiding in their car and just sitting in there for like 6 hours while we're standing under a tarp by the fire like you were.
Yeah.
Having a good time, drinking whiskey.
I remember I was thinking, and like these older people, Bob's mom was there.
Mm-hmm.
She's famous in the podcast community for those people. Well,
she
to
doing,
me.
Is she doing better? Wasn't she? She doing
Yeah,
okay?
She seems to be doing all right.
Good.
To me, I'm like the only outsider. All of the rest of them have been friends for years.
Uh-huh.
And I just learned about all their lives through the podcast. So I'm like just talking to people. You're famous to me. I went up to, after a couple of glasses of whiskey, I was like, Chris, I don't know if you know this, but you're famous to like 35 people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you. And she's looking at Bob like, who the fuck's this weird guy?
And she's in her 60s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, get away from me, you fucking weirdo.
But there was some dudes, so it was like no, it was just off into the woods, some gravel road that led off and then made up campsites out there.
Right.
And there was some people that randomly came up to camp, and that was like the area they went to.
Oh, no.
And they drive into this area, and they're like, see this podcast table set up and people talking into microphones in the middle of the woods. So they set up their camp like right by us and they're just hanging out with us the whole night.
Oh, that's cool. That's a very Oregonian thing, I think.
And he's like, they were just making jokes about, I tell him I'm a podcast. He's like, what the fuck? Is everybody out here a podcaster? I was like, I think so.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a podcast going on down the road a little ways. He's like, what?
Yeah.
I was just messing with this dude out in the woods. And I killed him.
That's good. Yeah. To just satiate your bloodlust.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta keep I'm that in the woods. Control. It's like I go back to my primal instinct.
Right. Yeah.
Living off the land, and I got to kill something.
Murdering and cannibalism.
Yeah, all that goodies.
Oh, cool.
But sleeping in the car is the way to go.
Yeah, how is that? You done that before?
Because this is like the third time.
Yeah.
Because as you can see, the couch has cushions.
Oh, you stole
on
the couch cushions. Smart.
That was my plan, because I usually take Daniel's bed.
Uh-huh.
But Daniel was here and needed to sleep on it.
What an asshole.
What an asshole. But I remembered, I was like, I'll just take the couch cushions. But I forgot that we got this new couch a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And
they slipping and sliding out from underneath.
The other couch had like six cushions that I could remove.
You could buy a really nice like foam mattress that you have just for that.
But where can it be while it's at home?
Well, you roll it up and you stuff it in the attic or something.
I can't sit on it somewhere.
I don't know.
I want an at-home couch that folds into a camping
bed. They're called futons. If you had a futon, you'd just take the mattress off.
All right, get a futon down here.
You should.
I used to have a futon down here. They're not very practical and they're not comfortable.
No, they're a shitty bed and a shitty couch.
Yep.
So, cool.
The world's most uncomfortable bed that turns into the most uncomfortable couch.
Yeah, they're the worst. I had one when I was in high school. I was like, oh man, this futon's going to be great. Because everyone thinks that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be sweet. And I was very bitterly disappointed.
So what else? The people that were there, like you're saying, it was older people, and they actually plan and bring good food to eat.
I took a tray of lasagna when I went camping.
What? When was this?
That camping trip I was talking about.
Oh.
The other guys were like eating, you know, handfuls of granola or something.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, bitches.
Yeah.
Pulled out a Pyrex tray of lasagna.
You
can eat for like 2 days. It's great.
Apparently, old folks are supposed to do that. or
you brought nothing.
I went to the store.
You're like, I have sunflower seeds in my pocket.
I brought a pocket full of sunflower seeds.
I'll be all right.
No, I was like, what do you bring, Cameron? Two bags of chips, hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs are always good.
And a couple things of candy.
Did you bring any cans of Spam?
No, I still haven't tried the Spam.
You should.
I'm gonna bust my Spam cherry in Vegas, I believe.
You're saving yourself for Vegas?
Yep. Gross. I want my first time to be special.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to just be hanging out in the woods eating Spam.
All right.
Like some loser.
Was your first time special?
My first Spam time?
No. Your real first
Every
time.
Every time is special.
Oh, there you go. Good answer.
But somebody, some dude, like Bob, thought people would bring way too much stuff food-wise. I didn't need to bring anything.
Right.
There was maybe 20 people at the highest showed up, and everybody brought
tons of food.
Like 3 packs of hot dogs and all these buns and tons of food.
Yeah.
Bob made meatloaf.
Oh, like in a Dutch oven?
Like, so he made the meatloaf and he put them in little, in maybe like 8-9 inch long logs and put them in tinfoil and cooked them next to the fire.
Nice.
And somebody made like potatoes, curry potatoes with apples and cauliflower.
Oh.
There's some real...
Any Dutch ovens up there?
Nope.
That's the way to go.
There's some real camping chefs going on.
You can fucking bake bread in a Dutch oven. If you get into it.
I don't have one. I almost bought one time. There's all these crazy inside pieces to the Dutch oven.
More than I'm aware of.
Or is it just a lid?
Yeah. Lid. Oven.
I thought there was like another inside piece.
Oh, maybe nowadays. Not the ones I remember. But you can make, there's like a apple turnover pie kind of thing you can make that's pretty common. And just stews and chilies and cornbread and... it's nice if you can get fish. If you're somewhere you can get fish, you can just wrap them up in foil.
And put it inside?
And just put it in the coals and steam, boil kind of in butter. And then breakfast is always a big camping thing. You got to make flapjacks.
Nope, nobody made any flapjacks.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that was the other thing I brought, just a whole bunch of breakfast sausages.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
So that was me. My meal this morning was, I was like...
40... I was like, of sausage.
I said, there's probably 8 or 9 people around.
Were you just swallowing them whole? Not even chewing?
Just shoot them down like a duck.
Another thing you can do if you're only going to go for like 2 days is get like 3 or 4 MREs, the military rations. Meals ready to eat.
Yep.
They're kind of spendy.
Do you just add
And you just need water. No, you add water. It's got like a little chemical reaction that boils the water.
What?
Yeah, you never seen an MRE?
No.
It
boils the water in there?
Yeah, it's like a little plastic bag, and you take out the heating element. It's like some iron oxide mixture, and you pour in some water to fill it up to the line, and then you stuff it back in the bag with the pouch of the meal it is.
And it just boils it up?
And it boils. They get crazy hot, too. And they're almost all really good. They taste pretty great. And it'll just be like goopy chicken cacciatore, or they have meatloaf and
where do you buy
pizzas
those?
And stuff. At camping supply places and I think, you know, just some grocery stores have
the
oddball ones.
What are the Mountain House? I've got the Mountain House.
Maybe that's one.
But those you just add hot water to while backpacking.
I'm sure Deke's Next Adventure's got a bunch. Deke and Brian's Next Adventure.
Sponsored Great Adventure. By, not those guys.
Are those guys jerks?
Those guys are nice.
I mean, I don't know.
Deke and Brian.
I've never actually been there.
I thought you were talking about Andy and Bax.
I don't know who
those
that
guys
is.
Are jerks.
Is that a rival company
That's
in Portland?
That's the Army Surplus store in Portland.
I used to go to one out in Damascus. So.
But Deke and Brian, I remember that store has been open...
Forever.
I think since I was 13.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought it was like they had just opened their winter sports section. Like it used to be a small part of the building and it doubled in size to.
Okay.
And there was things on the radio being like, the first 100 people this day on our grand opening get raffle tickets to win a snowboard.
Oh, cool. This was back when snowboards were like brand new.
Worth $400 or something like that. So, you know, me
calling the radio
in my logic. Well, this thing's worth $400 and, you know, there's only 100 raffle tickets. I should probably get there like really early. So I waited in line before they opened to get in. And I think I talked Aaron and Ross and Nick and like the Aaron's
right, the local boys,
and maybe Peter, Jamie's little brother, right, to all go. It was like, okay, there's five of us. The chances we're gonna win this snowboard,
it's like 50-50,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
and we got there whatever 2 hours early and just stood out on the corner waiting to get in the store to win raffle tickets.
Before cell phones, before smartphones, that was a real commitment.
That's all.
You just had to stare at the wall.
Yeah.
If I get somewhere early now, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll just look at my phone.
Yeah, I can look at my phone for 3 hours. Easy.
Yeah.
Like a dude standing in front of Best Buy waiting on the
PlayStation 2s or something.
Whatever, before the day after Thanksgiving sale.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's just people camping out. Yeah, I could just do that. Just get me a, I don't know.
Anyway.
So, anyways, I didn't win.
Oh.
But I think Aaron won something cool. And he's like, oh, this is sweet. I'm like, I wanted to win.
He like
something.
Rides home on a skateboard.
See ya.
Aw.
But, yep. So what else you been up to, John?
Tanya's going to have a baby boy.
What?
Yeah, we found out.
I knew about this.
I know. This was.
Congrats, this is, man.
Thanks. Yeah, she'll be like 16 weeks by the time this airs. So everyone who doesn't know. Now knows.
Rob,
I mean, we've told everybody.
Rob was thought into, like, he could tell that you were glowing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sent an email, and he was like, is John glowing? Something's going on.
Yeah.
I know it. Feel some another life in his presence.
Yep, that's kid number 3. We're going to have a boy in November or so.
Well, you know how to deal with boys.
I know how to deal with girls, too.
Nah.
No?
You still haven't learned that yet.
We were talking about it. It's going to work out. I mean, it is what it is, but it'll be actually kind of perfect because the pain of being a middle child for my daughter will be assuaged by being the only girl.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So she won't feel like, oh, I'm the dumb middle kid. It's like, no, I'm the only girl, so.
How do we
I get what I want.
Help out Owen. Owen's going to be like.
Well, he's the firstborn.
Okay, firstborn.
He inherits the birthright, all the land and the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I will teach him my trade. He'll be my apprentice.
How do you feel about firstborn getting stuff? I know in a lot of cultures.
That's a Bible thing.
Is it a Bible thing?
Yeah. That's what Cain and Abel were fighting over, I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Are those the ones that one
killed
the other one?
Yeah.
Because?
They were fighting over the birthright.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Which one? Yeah. Which one their kid loved?
Abel, I think, was older. Cain killed him.
Oh, cool.
The younger upstart kid. You know, like Daniel murders Jackson for the house.
Was there a lesson from that?
I think he was cursed. He killed him with the jaw of an ass. The jawbone.
Oh.
Just clobbered him.
Oh, man.
I mean, before you had guns, that's what you had to use.
Just whatever's lying around.
Yeah. Got lots of jawbones.
So, I think I was talking to somebody who was like the second born.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents own the parents own this great big farm. And this is like a friend of mine's mom. Her parents owned this big farm, and then they died, and they gave it all to everything.
To the oldest?
Went to the oldest. Still.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Everything. And they're like, you get nothing. Sorry, oldest gets everything.
I know when my mom dies, my oldest brother is the executor of the state, of the estate.
So you better start getting ready to fight.
And
get your lawyers ready.
No, I mean, I could take him. He's not as big as I am.
What's his name again?
My oldest brother's name, Nolan.
Fuck you, Nolan.
Nolan, I'm coming after you.
He doesn't listen.
But my whole family is we're very level-headed, and we're all grown and successful in our own rights. There's nobody like champing at the bit to get to mom's money. So I've told my mom a bunch, like, I don't care if you have one penny left over when you die. I was like, spend as much as you want. She's all worried about leaving enough money for the family. I was like, look at all your kids. We all have jobs and houses and families. We're fine.
Don't worry about buying.
Don't worry about us. Buy whatever you want.
You're good.
And she's like, oh, well, this is expensive to get a new air conditioner for my house. I was like, Mom, just spend the money.
And I was like, to my mom, I'm like, do you really need those new shoes? Think of your grandchildren.
You could patch those shoes.
Yeah, you could patch up those old shoes with holes in them. Think of your grandchildren. Don't you need to leave something?
Yeah, right. Well, your family's a lot different than mine. Anyway, I'm very excited. I was, you know, I was talking before I'd like another girl, but when Tanya told me we were having a boy, it's just like, oh, it's real now. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. It just feels a lot more real now.
And you're the first person that's going to have, of our friends, having three kids.
That's really the only reason, is so I can rub it in your guys' faces. I'm going to be like, two kids is nice, but you will never know the love of three children.
And one of my kids going to die someday, oh. And I'm going to be like, I only have one kid. And you're like, this wouldn't have been a...
You had another, a spare.
You'd still have two right now.
That's weird logic.
That's great, man.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. So we had a genetic test that they can do now, mm-hmm. where they take some blood from the mother and they can check.
Just with a blood draw?
Yeah, because there's some placental blood in there. Some of the baby's blood, like particles, I guess, mm-hmm. get into the mother's bloodstream. And the testing's sensitive enough now that they can pick out from those bits that are in the mother's blood, they can pick out the chromosomes that are in the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can tell if there's any trisomy 19. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of genetic deformities and stuff, like Down syndrome is one of them.
And they can tell about the sex with that.
And then, yeah, while they're there, they can go, oh, hey, by mm-hmm. the way, it's XY or XX.
Is this something you have to wait till 16 weeks to do?
I think you can do it a little earlier. It depends. Yeah, it's before you can see it in ultrasound, and most people don't do it, but because we're a little older,
mm-hmm.
and we've had harder, well, not harder, but because Owen was premature, it's like a high-risk pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
so they just want to make sure everything's okay.
And everything will be going smooth.
Everything's fine so far. You know, it's still scary.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things can go wrong, but as far as we know, everything's good.
There's going to be another little baby.
Yeah, this will be my mom's 18th grandkid.
You got to name this one John.
We're going to name him
Junior.
We're going to name him Andy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I write Andy on the bottom of one of his shoes?
Sure, you sure can.
Okay.
Her dad was over and his name's Ralph. He's from Switzerland. His real name is Rolf with the dots.
Whose dog?
No.
Whose dad was over?
Tanya's dad.
Okay.
His real name is Rolf with the O as the umlauts, the uh-huh. dots over the top. And we were like, he can't hear very well. We're like, Ralph, we're going to name the kid Andrew Rolf. He's like, oh, no. All right. So he's not very excited about it.
So, I mean, since he doesn't care.
Yeah, we could change it, I guess. Like
Brooks is still an option? Your favorite podcast friend?
Yeah. It's kind of a bullshit name, though.
What do you mean?
It's like a girl's name.
Hey.
Hey. No, that's no, Brooke.
That's Brooke. When you add an S on it.
It makes it makes cool it and manly.
Super manly. Not yeah. feminine at all.
But my oldest, is his middle name's after my dad. And then the next boy's middle name's after her dad.
That's what we did with my kids.
Yeah. It's good to, you know, keep family names going.
Because mm-hmm.
you can't really criticize them too much.
That was But neither of my parents go by that name.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Man, I've talked about
like
this before.
Rolf.
Rolf, yeah. I mean, middle name, who gives a shit? You mm-hmm. can go weird.
I'm going to call him Rolf.
That's fine.
Okay.
Mike, my brother-in-law, Mike, was excited because we said Andrew, and my father-in-law goes, the only Andrew I know is Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, like yeah.
Mike's favorite comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah. Tony's like, who is that? I was like, don't worry about it.
He was in...
Oh, Star is Born.
Entourage.
Oh, he was?
He was in like the last season of Entourage.
I never watched that show.
It's pretty good. How would you like to borrow it?
No.
Okay.
Is it on DVD?
I think I have DVDs.
I have no mechanism to play a DVD.
Would you like to download it and watch it on your own?
No, I'm good. Not. Did I miss out?
Have you ever dreamed of what it'd be like to be
a real piece of shit?
A rich guy that could just do whatever he wanted?
No.
Going to clubs, hooking up with ladies, and all of them are super attractive.
I already do that.
Yeah.
All kinds of ladies. Me all too. Over town. Going to clubs. What do you know mean? Me. Dancing so, the night away.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Just some rich guys getting into trouble.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, it's not a very good show.
You know what I've always wondered is, you know, CEOs that make $20 million a year,
mm-hmm.
which is not crazy, they're making more than $1 million a month. What is it like when they get their paycheck and they like...
Yeah, $300,000 in taxes. What?
But they like walk into the bank and they're like, oh, let me endorse my $700,000 check.
I bet it all goes.
Boy, I better go pay my bills.
You think their bank's closed, so they run to the 7-Eleven cash fee that charges 2% to be able to cash your check at the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, the guy's counting it out behind the counter. We'll be here a while. Hold on. I got to call. I got to open. Yeah, I mean, just like day to day, they're just moving around huge amounts of money, mm-hmm. I would imagine. I'm sure they direct deposit.
It gets to a point. I heard Penn Jillette talk about this because he makes a lot of money.
Sure.
And he doesn't see any of it. He like sees no money at all in his life. People just pay for stuff for him.
Right.
Like he has a credit card, but most of the time he's with like his manager that pays for stuff. But one time he asked the casino he was working for to just give him his weekly pay in cash.
Right.
Like the two of them. So they came out with like this fat huge wad stack. Of like hundreds or 20s, like just a fat, and just like gave it to each one to Penn and Teller. And they're just walking around like peeling it off, handing it to people, their friends, like the people that are working for them, like tipping them, paying for this, like doing that. And then they're like, no, take that away. Now deposit this amount.
I just don't understand where... You know, you have $20 million in the bank. You're like, yeah, you know what? I am going to do this commercial for Applebee's because I need another $100,000. You know, when do you just get out of the game and you go, I'm good.
I don't think I could turn down. Just like you'll never shop at New Seasons.
Right.
You can never always turn be down going these to Winco.
Big paychecks.
If you have $100 million in the bank, but somebody's like, I'll give you $2 million for this weekend job.
I don't know. The reason I'm saying that is I saw an article that Robert Downey Jr. Got paid by some cell phone company, Samsung or whoever,
mm-hmm.
to do an ad for some crazy amount of money. And it's like he's made so much money from the Marvel movies in the last 10 years. Also, he's from a rich family, and he's also been a working actor on and off forever.
But he did a lot of drugs, and I think he did spend a lot of that money.
Sure. I mean, things weren't great, but Iron Man worked out. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been making tons. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. So you have $187 million in the bank. Someone's like, here's a paycheck for $100,000. You're like, who cares, man? That's nothing.
What if they're like also a lifetime supply of sunglasses?
So who gives a shit? I can buy whatever I want a million times over.
Well, this is why you'll never be Robert
Downey
Jr.
It's true. Yeah, I never will.
Because what's your point?
After like $5 million, I'll be like, I'm good. I'm out. See you guys. I'm going to retire.
There was that one actor from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Rick Moranis,
like, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Had young kids and was like, pretty much, I'm going to just hang out with my family and kids and I don't need to work for whatever. And then his kids grew up and I think we're out of college.
And he's now in all the movies.
Now he's back in all the movies.
What about he was in the Flintstones movies after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
It was about the same time.
Yeah.
But when was that? That was probably...
99, 98?
He looks the exact same.
Now?
Yeah. There's a picture of him. Just some nerdy white guy from Canada who loved his family enough to throw
a piece
away
of shit.
$100 million.
Yeah. Who cares? It's like pointless at some point.
So I guess that'll be you, man. When this podcast hits big...
Yeah. Once I make like $85, I'm fucking out.
We're even.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, I think my episode of Joe Meets World is coming out. Did I tell you about Joe Meets World?
Yeah, I've been refreshing, looking for you. Did you watch an episode of Boy Meets World?
I watched the Christmas episode, episode 10, Boy Meets World. My friend Joe, who I met at Scoop Fest.
There's a lot of podcasts about Boy Meets World.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
I typed it in thinking there'd only be a couple. I would find it, but no.
I wonder if... Okay, sorry, Joe. did you look first?
I mean, there's even more podcasts of two idiots in the basement chatting.
So. Uh-oh. I didn't know that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is a unique concept.
What? Yep. I thought I was the only one. I think my dream is to listen to all those local Portland podcasts, random dudes, learn about like all their friend groups, and then get invited to a camp out. It would be like pretty funny if I just went up somewhere with another group, not Bobfest, but a different festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's my dream. I'm going to see how many podcasts I can become a part of.
Yeah. Well, Fun Employment's probably one of the bigger ones in Portland.
Those guys are too cool.
They're too cool for you. You need to be better friends with Aaron and use him as like a mole. Aaron Love, to sneak you into the group because he's cool. Or Ross.
Yeah. Ross and Aaron.
So you piggyback on their coolness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
So, Joe Meets World podcast. I'm going to be on, I think it's coming out on, it will have come out last Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I'll keep an eye on it.
And we talk about my love of Christmas movies or Christmas TV shows.
Oh, yeah?
Remember when Michael Tioli was on the Lost episode?
Right.
And I was talking about my love of Christmas TV shows, and you were giving me shit.
Well, you were describing in detail some episode of Family Matters or something.
It was
shit.
The Christmas episode of Family Matters.
You're like, and then Urkel showed up, and we're like, uh-huh.
Where Urkel was a giant fan of Christmas.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, tell me more about it. And now the worst part is you don't know all the details. So you're like, and then did a thing.
Something happened.
And then like Santa was there. And it's just, that drives me crazy. Unnecessary detail. You got to cut that out.
I like it because it kills time.
Mm.
Life is all about just killing time on the way to the grave.
Oh, okay. Sweet release of death.
We can't just not talk, I guess.
You know, I'm a big fan of not talking. I do a lot of not talking at my work. I'll sit there and I'll be in the same room with my boss and coworker, mm-hmm. and I'll have an idea in my head. Oh, hey, this thing happened. This would be fun to chat about. And then immediately I go, you know what? I'm at work. We're not paid to chat. And I just won't say anything.
Really?
Yeah. No, there's no reason to sit and bullshit for hours at work.
Let me ask you this.
What?
How are the other people at conversation? Are they good? Because I've had conversations with people where just these people annoy me.
Well, I've talked about this a lot. My coworker I don't like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we get along fine. I don't like him as a person.
But do you say something to him?
And we'll chat about like video games a little bit. And he doesn't watch movies, so we don't talk about that. But just, you know, for a minute or two.
And then it stops.
And then it stops, and then we work in silence.
30 minutes of silence.
But I can chat with my boss forever.
Okay.
We have a lot in common, and he's a really interesting guy. I feel bad as we're talking because, you know, he's paying me to be there. To do work, to make money for him, not to like just collect a paycheck and go home. It's not a big nameless corporation like some people work for where your chit chat gets lost in the shuffle. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm like.
That's where I work.
I'm you know, directly costing money as I sit here and tell him about, you know, the Chipwrecked movie. He doesn't need to know about that.
Chipwrecked?
Yeah.
Chipwrecked. What's that? I need to hear about that.
Well, we're off the clock, so I can talk about it.
No, so I've had conversations with people where you say, like, I come up with an idea exactly like it's silent. I can't just sit here silent. I've lived this life that you're speaking of where it's like, I'm sitting like, okay, what can I bring up? I know this person likes this.
Oh, sure.
So then I bring it up and I try and get a conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And then they speak for like 30 seconds and offer nothing. Like
it is hard.
I'm trying to play a game of like table tennis with them, conversation mm-hmm. table tennis.
Yeah.
And then they just like set the ball down on the table and put the and like be quiet again.
It is definitely a skill to keep conversation going when there's you don't have a lot in common, or they're not really interested in sharing, or they have low energy or whatever. I feel like I'm fairly good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can usually find something in common with most people. Tanya always makes fun of me because I'll talk to strangers in public.
Yeah.
And I'll like make friends. One time I was at a casino and I went into the bathroom and I came out pushing a guy in a wheelchair and we were like best friends. She's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
He's with us now.
He needed a push. But yeah, if I'm at work though, I'm not there to chat.
Okay.
Not to say we don't have conversation, but I try to keep it to a minimum.
Just imagine if you treated your UPS driver as well as Bob treats me, we'd have another listener right now. Wait, Bob doesn't listen. You'd be on his podcast right now.
Now, when my delivery guys come, I open the door and I stand outside and wait for him so he can just step down, I sign, and he can get back on his way. Because he's a busy man.
You don't bring up podcasting?
Nope. I don't talk anything to those guys.
You got to ask him next time. Hey, so,
that guy doesn't give a shit.
No, okay. Just, does he have a headphones in?
No, he's older too. He doesn't.
When that guy dies and they get a new guy.
Yeah.
All the guys now listen to podcasts while at work. So drop that.
You speak for all parcel carriers?
I speak for all of them.
Okay.
Most of them listen to super conservative. No, I don't know about that.
Maybe.
I was talking with a young kid, and he's like, man, I listen to so much podcasts. I'm like, he's 23.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm getting lots of education. He's learning lots of stuff.
Sure.
He's like, people think we're just dumb truck drivers, but I'm probably smarter than you are. And I know more. I've listened to more information in my life.
Send him over my way. I'll give him a test.
But he definitely won't listen to our podcast. I told him to listen. He's like, no, I like to listen to good podcasts.
Oh, well, yeah, he shouldn't listen. Oh, smart. Smart kid. Yeah, you could listen to like hardcore history and learn so much. I know some people have kind of a problem with how he explains history, but no one's ever happy about it.
Battle after battle.
Well, no, they're awesome like, well, he's kind of glossing over a lot of the details and points. You know, people get uppity about everything.
What do they want this 16-hour podcast to be 45 hours?
Like, this is pop history. But I get it because I get annoyed with pop science where people are like, let's talk about telescopes. I'm like, boring. I want like really gritty detail stuff, not just give me the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I need more technical stuff. Because, you know, I've heard all that shit a million times already. It's like, all right.
All the popular stuff.
Yeah. What is it? Stuff you should know, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's all super surface stuff, which drives me crazy. I just can't listen to it. It's just boring.
What would it be like what would be this like a podcast where it's like, you already know the surface stuff. Getting deep with John.
Yeah.
Balls deep with John. Would have it be about history or science? What would we call it?
Well, I know more about science than history, but
let's look at Uranus with John.
I just and a lot of it doesn't really work well from an audio standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to like show diagrams and stuff like that. There's a few out there that are pretty in depth, but for the most part, I just stick to yuck 'em ups, laughing comedy stuff.
You're smart enough. I have to actually learn.
Oh, really? What have you learned? Tell me something you learned this week.
Okay. Talking about surface level stuff and popular science, did you know that like 98% of the research done with animals is done with like mammals or things with spines? Or it's like 98% is apes, monkeys,
yeah,
or rats.
Yeah, it's mostly rats.
Rats and monkeys.
And mice.
And I listened to a podcast talking about, this is bullshit. Those 98% of the tests are done with these guys. They only make up like 0.05% of the population. And this guy's like into bugs.
But what are they testing?
I don't know.
Well, you know.
What global warming does to some jellyfish, or I don't know.
Well, bullshit, yeah, that's like something else. But, you know, part of the problem with funding, with research that's done at university level is they require funding. So you can't just do things for the sake of science. You have to do things that are potentially profitable or the National Science Foundation deems worthwhile.
I'm going to look at these beetles, make a nest.
Yeah, and so 3 years. You apply for a grant and they go, nah, that's boring. And then you go, okay, well, I'm going to work on a cancer drug. And they go, okay, that's worthwhile. And so you'll get funding.
To cure beetle cancer.
And then they'll go, no, we're pulling your funding. You're out of a job. And if you're a PhD student, like, your funding means you can pay rent.
Mm.
So you're dependent on getting grants. And so are the professors. It's, you know, it's prestigious to have a lot of grant money coming in. If you're a professor and you're not getting money,
okay,
it's very competitive. It sucks to be a professor. It's not like,
and that's why that ALS ice bucket challenge thing, like, made all this money,
yeah,
to do research to help cure this thing.
Sure,
that's what that funding
went to.
Maybe
I'm not sure specifically,
or to some foundation.
But for the most part, people apply for grants from the government and get money to pay for it. But then they have to justify their research to be, like, beneficial to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of their testing on mammals that potentially can be an analog for humans. And you do mice and rats because they're cheap. They're well studied at this point. And you can have multiple generations and you can
quickly.
Kind of, yeah. So you can, you know, have a bunch of rats that you've injected with some gene and see in 5 generations that now they have wings, and good job. Now we have winged human mutants.
Well, see, wow.
Yeah. That's what they're working on.
See, if you were listening to this podcast, me, Mr. Surface Level over here, was like, yeah, what's the big deal?
That's bullshit. Well, everything's more complicated and shades of gray than...
And you were like, just came up with quick answers. You would have shut that guy down. Stop complaining, dude.
Stop complaining.
Work on something that's a real problem here.
I don't know.
Like, how to make whiskey from nothing but your sweat and hard work. Oh, wait, I guess that's making money and then turning it into whiskey.
Turn it into whiskey. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of problems with the way research works in this country, but it is what it is. It's the best we got.
It's the best we got, and
we're just all trying. Everyone's working hard, trying to make things work. Is it perfect? No.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, yeah, we want to cure the things that are in the news.
Well, the things that make money, too.
Yeah.
So if tomorrow you were goofing around in the garage and you found this cure for cancer, but it cost $1 million to make one pill, that's not worth anybody's time because they won't buy it.
That's the problem. Like, isn't a lot of the reason drug prices are so high because of...
It's to offset the research. And there's a monopoly and...
It's complicated.
Yeah. Everything's complicated.
No, but I like it to be one way or the other.
Well, yeah, right?
You're a jerk.
White or black.
There's no gray here.
Nope.
Whenever somebody complains about, like, the cost of stuff, and I was like, but these companies are investing their money because they know they're going to make a shitload of money if they figure out how to cure cancer.
Well, that's the whole problem with capitalism, right? Is we decided the best way for companies and everyone to act is... try to make as much money as you can, and then hopefully it'll all work out.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
It can't all be like John, who just makes enough and then retires from his film career.
But that's like the death of industry. If Ford was like, yeah, we're good, and we made enough money, they shut it down, and then all these people are out of work. It's like bad for a global domestic product. Mm-hmm. So we want people to be hungry and want to make more money. And that's part of why capitalism is really successful in America's, you know, the state where we're at, but also has a lot of downfalls because these, like healthcare, they're just trying to make money. Well, yeah, of course they are. That's their job.
It's
like,
pretty
Apple doesn't care about my phone experience. No, of course they don't. They don't give a shit about you.
But they want us to, like,
no, they want you to spend money.
If they made something that was very shitty, people would be like, well, maybe not now.
They do all the time. Like, every new generation of iPhone is, like, shittier than the last.
I don't know about
that. And less
that.
Friendly. And, you know, you got an Apple Watch, right?
I don't have an Apple Watch.
And you have AirPods.
Yep. I got the subwoofer for that. Oh, subwoofer attachment.
Cool.
It's butt plug. Rumbles.
Oh, nice.
So, Superfan Alex.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we're going to try it. One of these days, we're going to do a deep dive into capitalism.
Well, I'm just saying everything's the worst and we're all doomed.
Well, there's a lot of bad ideas. I don't know.
We'll get Andrew back on. Or we'll get
Jeremy.
Jeremy back on, and him and I will have some deep, boring conversations about it.
Trade this terrible thing for another terrible thing that different people think are terrible this time.
Everyone's terrible.
Superfan Alex.
Yeah.
Sent in. She loves this. Superfan Alex.
Do you know that she loves this?
I don't know.
Or you just assume? Have you ever even talked to her about it?
No. I haven't mentioned the podcast.
Oh, hey,
thing.
Speaking of Alex, they might be tearing out that flooring in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah. I told her I'm real excited.
To tear out the...
That linoleum in their kitchen.
Cool.
You're an expert on flooring, aren't you?
I've done, what are they doing, tile?
I'm not sure.
I've done linoleum before.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, I doubt they're putting linoleum
more
down.
More linoleum down.
Let's put another layer
replace
on top.
Replace their 70s linoleum with 80s linoleum.
I think Alex said Pete wants to do some subfloor repair.
Mm.
But I said, hey, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm happy to come and give a hand.
So. Oh, that'd be cool.
But it's Memorial Day. You'll be gone, so.
Oh, this weekend?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I totally would have been there.
Nah, we don't want you there anyway.
49 great questions. Here it is. It's an actual card.
A real physical card.
What is the best news you ever received over the phone? Describe the moment.
Well, I mean, my very recent wife telling me that we're having a boy. That was very exciting. It was a text. She didn't call me. Yeah, probably like birth related, you know, hey, we're having a boy, I'm pregnant, that kind of thing. But I think that's always been in person. At least I'm pregnant. I've been there for it.
I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Geez, this is one of those ones that could be a good question if it wasn't sprung on us. Spur
we
the
could
moment.
Read these beforehand.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, last week you didn't say anything about what your perfect day would be.
I did, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, back to last week's perfect day.
Yeah, what's your perfect day?
I wake up.
You just kind of agreed with mine.
No, I said I'd work on my... I'd just do nothing all day and go out. And so I'd wake up, I'd just come out and breakfast would be all ready.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, what do you eat? What's your breakfast?
I've gotten so used to eating, like, just eggs.
Right.
For breakfast today, I had sausage and eggs. Like, ooh, I had enough sausages to fill me up, but I was like, still gotta eat my four eggs because that's my thing.
You go over easy, scramble,
over medium.
That's the way to go. I want some yolk, but not uncooked whites. I always fuck it up at the restaurant because I want to say sunny side up just because it's a fun thing to say. And then I'm like, actually, I want over medium. And I get it, and it's like white goop on the top.
The first time someone asked me, like, what kind of eggs do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I said sunny side up, because that's the only thing I'd heard, but I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, it means over easy. Well, I think
it's like they
flip it over.
They put it down, they cook one side for a little bit. And the person I was with was like, do you know what that is? Like, really? You order that? And I was like... What? They don't cook half of it? No.
Yeah, like flip it over and cook it a little.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I went to Taco Bell. I haven't been in a long time. And
how was it?
Oh, it was great. It's amazing.
The beefy potato roller?
Maybe. No, I got a spicy potato roller or whatever. So, I mean, we've talked about this before, but my go-to is get like a bunch of dollar things
or
$1.50 things.
Yep.
And I never venture into, like, the specialty menu items. I'm not going to get, like, a...
Chalupa
gordita crunch or whatever. Uh-huh. Cheesy gordita crunch. Like, that's $3.60? No, boy, not for me. I'll just get 8 bean burritos. And my thinking is...
Yeah.
Well, one, I don't want to stare at the menu and, like, try to figure out what everything is.
There's too much stuff on that menu.
There's way too much stuff on that menu. There's an enchirito. What the fuck's that? Nobody even knows.
or quesarito.
You got to order it to find out.
And then, so I was listening to a different podcast, and one of the guys like knows how to order. You know, he's like, oh, I get this and I ask for it extra done and make it supreme where they add sour cream.
Extra done?
Yeah, like the crispy ones, you can have them
extra
crispy. And I'm like, that sounds good. And I would probably like that. But I don't want to put in the legwork to figure out how to order at Taco Bell. So I'm like, just give me like 5 bean burritos.
That was my go-to. Bean burritos with no onions.
Yeah.
Was my go-to really? For the longest time when my dad would... When my mom was living in New Mexico and my dad would have to take me out.
Uh-huh.
It's 3 bean burritos.
Yeah.
You feed your kid for like $2.66.
Well, they used to be like 65 cents.
Yeah, they used to be 69 cents. And then I got a little bit bigger. I stepped up to 4.
4 bean burritos. Yeah, so that's what I got. I got like a bunch of bean burritos and then some chicken soft tacos and potato rollers.
Can you grill up these? You toss those bean burritos on that grill?
Well, that's the thing is I don't ever do this at a restaurant. I don't ever make like exceptions. I just eat it how it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be like, can you? I get it without something. I feel like that's fine, but I don't want to exchange or be like a pain in the ass customer. I'd be like, I don't want potatoes in this. Could you give me a fresh fruit bowl instead? No, I don't do any of that. Those people are fools.
Those people, but they probably are onto something.
Maybe.
Like, they're probably living a better life than we are. No, I don't think so.
No.
I feel like
people are assholes.
They complain a lot more about stuff that shows up.
I mean, if food shows up in front of me, I'm pretty excited
about
it.
You just eat it.
No matter what.
Like, I've had food show up.
Oh, yeah.
I've told them no tomatoes or this way or that way with hash browns, and then, like, French fries will come. And I'll just eat it and not say anything about it.
Nope. I'm like, is fine. This is what I deserve. I'm a terrible person.
But then I've had the server come by as I'm almost done being like, wait, you said hash browns.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with those fries? I'm like they remember. Fine. I'm like, I didn't want to bother you. And you get no tip this time, you jerk.
Also, at Taco Bell, they're notorious for getting your order wrong. So I don't want to put any extra criteria on it because they're just going to fuck it up. That's how Mike, my brother-in-law, fucks up because he's like, can I get this without tomatoes, extra well done, no onions? And then they always screw up his order and he gets all pissed off.
It's hard picking out tomatoes from one of those burritos. I used to get the grilled stuffed burrito.
Okay. Yeah.
And the tomatoes are like... I hate tomatoes. They're sprinkled in there like all throughout.
Mm.
And I eat in the car.
Right.
Like I order. And then by the time I get home, there's nothing. I just throw away my food.
Yeah, of course.
Throw away my shame. And then I go inside.
And nobody. And then sit down and eat dinner with
the
your
dinner
family.
That was made for me. So I've gotten home. Then like, I don't know, something happened. Maybe I was talking on the phone on the drive home. And I didn't get a chance to eat. And then I go bite into my grilled stuffed burrito.
And it's full of disgusting tomatoes.
And I just throw it in the garbage.
Do you really?
I did it one time. Oh. Actually, I was driving. One time, I was like, if I was close, I would go back. Like, if I was a few blocks away, I'd be like, hey.
I
would just pick it out and... I don't know.
I don't
one time
know if I've ever gone back.
I remember just throwing a burrito out the window before. Maybe
this
I was
is for the crows.
Maybe I was really that's why the crows love me so much. Maybe I was really angry at the time and fuck this burrito.
Yeah.
Out the window you go for the crows.
What's that movie where Jack Black? No. It's Anchorman where he throws this burrito is so fun filling, chucks out the window and hits Jack Black.
And then he takes his dog and kicks him over over the side.
Let's remember other movies we like.
So, John?
Yeah.
What day is it today?
18th? 19th. May 19th. The very last episode of Game of Thrones is on in 35 minutes.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Pay no attention to that.
Is that Russia and Dragon?
Maybe.
Scoop Fest?
I had it saved.
He listens to it every night. It's the one time you had friends.
That one time. Now I have another group of friends. from Bob Fest.
Yeah, but they all count you as a dear, dear friend.
One guy is like, Brooks, you say a lot of weird stuff, and I like it. I was like, hey.
That's a pretty good compliment.
Thanks, new friend.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't kiss me. Stop it. Yeah, very last episode of Game of Thrones tonight. Big deal.
Very last. Very last. Now all those people can stop bitching and moaning about how it's...
Oh, they'll never stop.
Is this going to be like The Sopranos?
Probably.
This was the worst ending ever.
Yeah.
I've already heard that. Like,
people were mad about last week's.
Sign a petition to have them remake the last seasons of Game of Thrones. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
On change.org?
Yeah. That's how things get done.
Is that how they contact the president?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, Trump will fix it.
Trump.
We don't have any other problems.
These petitions.
Focus on this.
They go to the president. If you get a million signs.
Is that it? Is that an hour?
That's it.
Oh, all right.
That went faster. You can get home and actually watch Game of Thrones.
All right. Maybe I'll stop at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Honey, I'm really hungry. Oh, then she's going to listen to this and no. I'll cut that out.
I'll be busted. Cut that out. All right. Bye.
Bye, Tanya. Bye, listeners.
Bye,
all
listeners.
Of you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.